is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc. I'm speaking with Charles and Eva McIntyre. How are you two doing today?
We're doing great.
We're pretty good.
All right. So when did you first get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
Let's see. That was in the latter part of 75, closer to 80, somewhere in there.
Between 79 and 80.
Uh-huh. 79 and 80. So what type of involvement have you had with the church?
Well, I've been in Bible studies. I've worked in the church with a guy helping clean the things up every now and then. And this is in the past, not lately. French Market, my wife and I worked that three times.
Yeah.
We got four children, and I think two of them went through St. Joan of Arc. The other two were a little older. So when we came to Indianapolis, we came to, we started here with St. Thomas Aquinas. So then we moved over there in 79, and then around 79, 80.
Yeah.
We weren't active in a lot of things. My wife and I had four children.
He was working double so that I could be home with the kids. So basically, it was when we could, other than getting to Mass, you know, every Sunday and or Saturday, and be doing whatever we could, getting the kids involved in the church too as well.
So what are some aspects of the building itself that you love as far as, like, you know, within the church? What are some different ornate things, or, you know, the structure itself, what do you like about it, with some things that stand out?
The thing that stand out with me, when I grew up, my wife and I, back in St. Louis. I was in St. Louis, and I went to St. Matthew Parish. Most of the churches in St. Louis at that time, in the 40s and 50s, was all Gothic type, like St. Joan of Arc is. But when I came here, it was the process of moving where they was building churches, you know, in the newer methods, newer type of churches, which wasn't the Gothic types. So St. Joan of Arc was definitely something that I've already been going to, my wife and I, in our teenage years and in our young years, where we got married at, really.
Yeah.
So I always was looking for that, but when I first came, it was a little white church, before they built St. Thomas the way it is now. And then we finally decided to go to St. Joan of Arc, and then that was the Gothic church. So the picture, the way it's put together, you know, from the old way of churches was built,
yeah,
which they don't build now. You know, I know, but at least I haven't seen any being
yeah.
built around.
It reminded us of home as well. And like you said, we were married in a church that resembled that style of church too as well.
As far as the people in the church, who are some of your favorite friends over the years?
Well, let's say gosh, the family, the Ferguson's. Oh, well, we had. These are people that some of them by now have kind of have either passed on or they've moved away from the church where we were. But we still have, you know, made friends with some of the younger people that are members of the church. Posters, I think, with you.
Ferguson family, Maley family.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember
the names. I'm trying to remember these names.
The Easleys and...
The Easley family.
Yeah, Mrs. Easley just died recently, so he's alone with his daughter.
Rivelli and her husband.
Yeah.
Went to what they call them, retreats.
Yeah.
At one time, went to three or four retreats, men retreat at the time.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think some of the names of what was the name of the rabies?
Rabies, yeah, rabies. The rabies and. Oh, well, it's hard. We're getting old.
Sounds like there's a lot, though.
Do what now?
Sounds like there's a lot. Sounds like there's a lot.
Oh, it was.
To be bonded with. So if there's one person you like to kind of point out that you like to give some appreciation to that you think's always done a lot for the church, who would that be?
Well, really it would be Rivelli for, you know, the things she has done.
Yeah.
Working in the church. And the people we work with, I can't just think of these names, but with Bible studies,
yeah,
a lot of people we went and saw, you know, people we worked with then, with them, but basically
Mrs. Davis and her husband,
Davis.
And oh gosh, trying to remember names. Terrible.
Well, it's all right. So is there any other favorite memories you'd like to share about the church and your involvement, or just something special that you guys went through?
Well, we loved the periods with the French market, and we worked, like you said, we worked at least at three of the different markets, but we tried to attend all of them. We didn't get to go as much as we got older. We didn't go as much, but we attended all of the French markets, and it was wonderful. And then Father Guy is just wonderful.
Yeah, Father Guy. Yeah. Especially his homilies he gives on Sunday, or at Mass when he do Mass. Yeah. The type of priest he is, we really like that. Not saying, you know, the other priest, Father Murphy, who has passed, and
Father Smidlin,
these are the priests when we went there was priests at the time. Father Smidlin, Father Murphy, Father Dahl,
Father Steve,
Father Steve, and then Father Guy.
So we've been there a little while.
Been there with five different priests.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, if there's nothing else you'd like to share, we can close this out, and I really appreciate your time, but just stay on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.